This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville.
I have Miriam Asmal, who's the director of the AVA Gallery, Association of Visual Arts, that stands for, in Church Street, Cape Town. And at the gallery itself, they have four very exciting exhibitions. I think we'd better start with those. Can you tell us what's happening? The main gallery, long gallery, mezzanine, all these things happening.
Hi, Philip. Yes, thanks for inviting me. Yes, these exhibitions opened in March, and they're still running until the 21st of April. And I don't know if you know, but when COVID hit our town, our world, we called for a different type of exhibition at the AVA. You know, traditionally we are known for these solo exhibitions, solo shows. And now we asked for what we called conscious curating co-productions. And it's a bit of a mouthful, but what we meant is we're looking for curated exhibitions. Normally it was the artist with maybe myself as the director to curate it. And then having group shows, so more artists having the opportunity to exhibit, to show their work. Independent curators to having an opportunity to do something, because what did they do during lockdown, you know? And then also to feel the weight of the time, you know? We felt that we needed to somehow listen to the artists to find out what is happening to us and to our world, because, you know, they're the first forebearers of that type of news. So am I already too
response.
Long?
No, it's a creative response that we want. That's exactly what you were doing. So tell us about two or three of those exhibitions and how you put them all together.
Yeah, so in the main gallery is Megan McNamara as a curator. And she went in 2020 to Zambia on a residency. And I think part of it was virtual, maybe all of it was virtual, thinking what a time it was. And she worked together on something that was first called Language Inverted. And recently she changed the title to Verse. So it's very much about language and how exactly art can, in the name of verse, can either be biblical or also just extremely poetic in how it brings you sometimes the most austere and most horrific messages. And it can creep under the skin and stay with you for a while, and slowly the meaning of works and maybe the meaning of life comes to you. It features work of, for example, Brett Zeiler and Luvuyo Niyowoze. You've seen them before at our gallery, both of them. And do you remember in 2016 when they painted our facade with beautiful letters? Actually, it still brings sort of something in my throat. They wrote onto the facade, "Please be okay today." And it was a message to fellow gay people in Africa who are not as safe as we are in South Africa as a gay community. So there's an extension of this work now in our main gallery. They have written chalkboard style onto our main gallery all the pieces of legislation in Africa that criminalize gay communities.
But please be okay now is a very good message in this particular time for everybody. What about the long gallery?
The long gallery is gorgeous. It's got work from three young artists. They come from Michaela School of Fine Arts, and they graduated again in 2020. They never had a grad show. So we have Sinead Mason and Megan Fritz and Anton Birkenmeyer, and it's all based on printmaking. Most delicious black and white, and they call it dark, but it's
very light, in fact, in very many ways. And then what about the mezzanine?
The mezzanine has also another curated show, this time by Anthea Buys, and she calls it Time is a Broken Umbrella. And it features work by Hedwig Berry and nine other artists. And the interesting thing about this show is she says it's a non-curated show, or it had nine curators, as in they tried to make the artwork speak to themselves and to each other, to see if an exhibition can be curated without this sort of external voice. It's very interesting. You must come and look.
We have to. And then in the new media room, I see it's called Mother's Milk.
Yes. Do you remember on First Thursdays when Lady D is standing outside serving home-brewn cider?
I think we're not going to tell them more. You've got to come and look. But
exactly.
The other thing that I'm really thrilled about is what you call your getting out there, very creative responses to growing organically. And we can't mention all of them, but one of the things I was thrilled about was the first Saturdays at Leeuwenhof. I know we've got to wait until May now, but what's happening at Leeuwenhof?
That was also, yes, exciting. So, when the new premier moved into that space, he found out that what used to be called the convention center was actually slave quarters. And he decided to do something with that, in his own words. And he's asked us to create, the Association for Visual Arts, to create and curate 5 different exhibitions on the theme of slavery. So bringing young contemporary artists into this awkward space that actually still breathes slavery. If you're in there, it's, you know, goosebump stuff. And to showcase through contemporary art the legacy of slavery.
So something is always happening at the AVA Gallery. We've been speaking to Miriam Asmal, the director, and if you want to know what's happening in the visual arts scene, do go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bilville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery.